It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. New claims for unemployment continue to fall in Colorado. Last week, about 7,700 people filed for benefits. The week before that, the number was about 1,000 people higher. Claims for unemployment benefits spiked in April when the pandemic first began, shutting businesses down. United Airlines plans to lay off nearly 3,000 employees at Denver International Airport. The layoffs would take effect in October, and the company hopes they'll be temporary, about 6 months. United says demand for air travel is down more than 90% compared with last year. The airline plans to lay off about a third of its workforce nationwide this fall. There's a resurgence of COVID-19 infections in some facilities that have had outbreaks already. Lindsay Fent reports on new information from state health authorities.
JBS Meatpacking Company in Greeley reported 6 coronavirus infections among interns this week. The uptick in cases comes several months after the plant was forced to close following an outbreak that killed 7 workers and infected more than 200. A nursing home in Greeley is also weathering a second outbreak. Centennial Healthcare Center reported 14 new cases among residents and staff this week. A March outbreak at that facility killed 20 residents. These cases are among 15 new outbreaks reported by the State Health Department this week. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
The Environmental Protection Agency is closing off water coming out of a polluted mine near Silverton. The Durango Herald reports the EPA will close a valve at the Red and Bonita mine. Such valves usually hold back water contaminated with heavy metals. This valve was installed the same year that an accidental release of mine wastewater into the Animas River turned the river orange and led to the designation of an EPA Superfund site. Southwest Colorado is sunny and warm today. Like much of the state, 70s in Silverton, near 90 in Durango, mid-90s for Denver and Colorado Springs, and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.